After Tuesday's post-war elections, Liberians are waiting to see who their new president and Congress will be. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, George Weah.
Vote counting at polling stations all over the country marked the latest step in Liberia's push towards lasting peace. If there's no clear winner in the presidential ballot, a runoff will be held November 8th. Meanwhile, Liberians have their ears glued to their radios, closely following developments.
You're listening to Star News Bulletin. We broadcast from Monrovia, Liberia.
Unity Party Ellen Johnson Sirleaf scores high mark in the first results from 39 out of 3,070 polling places.
As well as voting for a new Congress, Liberians were asked to choose from a crowded field of 22 candidates vying for the West African nation's presidency. Among them, two one-time warlords and front-runners, Harvard-trained former finance minister Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, a Harvard-trained law professor Charles Walker Brumskin, and George Weah, the millionaire soccer star, voted International Soccer Player of the Year in 1995. Enthusiastic voters had their own idea of who they think should govern Liberia.
I'm a Liberian. My name is Miss Miranda Okai. I feel great because I'm looking forward actually for selecting the right person because we suffer a lot. Well, we want somebody who would lift Liberia above the waters in order to have our lives back. Well, we need educational system, we need water, light.
Among the dozens of foreigners monitoring Liberia's vote was a veteran of African elections, former President Jimmy Carter. He's co-chairing the International Observer Mission from the Carter Center and the Washington-based National Democratic Institute. Carter seemed impressed by what he'd witnessed during the vote here. So how would he assess the elections in Liberia?
Total determination to democracy and freedom. That seems to be a deep commitment of the people of Liberia. They've suffered so much in the past, and I think this is a great, very vivid and dramatic demonstration of the people's commitment to this process of democracy.
But Liberians aren't yet flying solo. 15,000 United Nations peacekeepers remain here, patrolling the streets in their armored personnel carriers and ensuring security and a sense of safety and helping with the election. The head of the UN mission in Liberia, Alan Doss, also praised the conduct of Tuesday's polls. But he added that no one should expect to see UN troops marching out of the country and leaving Liberians on their own just yet.
In New York and Washington, I was pleased by the response of members of the council and indeed people I met in Washington. I didn't get a sense that have an election, declare victory and leave. There was a real commitment to this country and a recognition that we have to stay the course, that an election is the starting point, not the completion point.
Liberia's young population has been traumatized by the war, and the youth, both former fighters and especially those who did not take up arms, feel they must have a greater say in their future, like voter Sumo Davis, who's 21.
We're suffering, man. So we need somebody that's capable enough for the youth to come up, go to school, and become somebody too.
As Liberians reflect on the failed and corrupt leadership of the past, they're upbeat that change is possible. They hope that this small country, settled by freed American slaves back in the 19th century, can again become the potentially prosperous, functioning West African nation it once was. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.